Hello and welcome to Connection First. Another week, another episode. Thank you so much for being here. I love chatting with you last week about connection and about connecting in 2024 and making plans for this year. And one of the things that we talked briefly in the previous episode was about slowing down and how powerful it is to go a bit slower, even if it's only a couple of minutes a day, but go slower as a tool to help us be more present and therefore being able to connect more with those around us, particularly with our kids in our everyday. And I had a particular experience with slowing down that I need to share with you to start the episode with. And that helped me reflect a lot. It helped me to understand and appreciate it, how powerful it can be to really go a bit slower. And the thing is that after I had my first child 10 years ago now, I can't believe it, when he was only 1.5, we had an amazing opportunity to move overseas. So we were living in Australia back then. We had already been in Australia like for more than 6 years. And then my husband got an offer to move to London for work. And because it was closer to Venezuela and an amazing idea to live in Europe for a while and, you know, many reasons, we decided to take it. So we moved with a toddler and I was pregnant. I had, I think by the time we moved, I was already like 5 months pregnant. So it was a very specific circumstance that moving with a toddler and halfway in a pregnancy to a city where we didn't know anyone. We had a couple of people that we knew, but back then we didn't have any friends, like any, you know, friends groups or anyone that we could rely on when we first moved there. So the first couple of people that we knew, like they were very welcoming and everything, but, you know, in the end of the day, you're in a new city, you're getting to know everything on your own. And my husband had this busy job. I was going around with my toddler and my huge belly. And the area that we moved had like in one side a lot of shops and things that you could go and public transport and everything. And the backside of that area had a huge park and a small city farm. And I remember saying to my husband, this is it. This is going to be my place. This park and this farm are going to be what it's all I need to be here, happy. When I realized I had those, I was like, this is it. That's going to be my life with this huge belly and my toddler. This is all I need, like outdoor area to take him. It was a winter. We got there in October, so was just studying. And my life, my everyday life was like that. Super simple, literally going to visit our friends in the farm with Matthias, my son, and or throwing rocks in a little river, like sort of a small river that we had nearby as well, going to the park and walking around. I remember even taking him to, like, you know, jumping the paddles, literally the days that was raining, like, oh, let's just go get their rain covers and go out. And not friends, anyone around, we didn't know any neighbors, like no sense of community whatsoever, anything. And it was hard many times because I felt lonely, obviously, but at the same time, you have no idea how much I appreciated it. I really had an opportunity with my son and then with my baby, because then Benji was born there and that was my life with the two of them, like putting the rain cover in the pram and taking them both to the park, finding playgroups. So there was this little church playgroup once a week and we were going there once a week. Then we started to slowly meet them like every now and then. And I feel it is also that the weather in London it doesn't help in the sense of like socially, like people tend to be more isolated. And I think it's because of the weather. People tend to be more like at home, indoors. The social life is different in that sense. I mean, I'm sure you go to the city and there is a lot of social life and people and, you know, young people and everything. But family life, I feel, is a bit more enclosed, is, you know, meeting friends only every now and then. And so that was the case for us, at least. That was our experience. The weekends, just the four of us, and during the week, me and my babies, and walking around, and also being a lot at home as well. Because as much as I try to go around and find the stations with the lift and everything, the stations that had lift that I could move easily with the two kids, many days we ended up being at home, and literally just like drawing, playing, you know, enjoying ourselves there slowly, simple. And it really helped me to reflect and to appreciate and to see the benefits of that, because it was a really intimate relationship as a family. So then we moved back to Australia, where we have friends that we had met since before we moved to London, and it's different here. The social life is very different. The weather helps you to do a lot more things, and we have weekends away more often. And, you know, it's a busier life in that sense. It is still a slower life in many ways, slower than the place I grew up, for example, because here we can walk to more places, we live close to school, which I'm going to be talking about in a minute, you know, different things. But I think what I want to explain to you is that I had that opportunity that helped me to understand and to see in firsthand, because I didn't have an option, right? At first was like, okay, this is the situation you are at, and you're moved from one city to the other, toddler, pregnancy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whoa, okay. And then I started to really appreciate it. So then there is also something else that was happening at the same time. When I had my second baby, when I was pregnant with Benji, I was also reading The Power of Now, and I started to think more about being present. I mean, The Power of Now is the first book that I read by Eckhart Tolle. He covers a lot the topic of presence. And I got really into that since I had my first child, because I realized how true is that phrase of like the days are long and the years are short. Because I realized how fast it was. I felt everything was happening super, super fast. And in my aim to enjoy everything and to be really, really there and to make the best out of every moment, because I truly was enjoying that, I wanted to make sure that I was working in being present. So I feel those two things, that constant work, personal work on being more present, and my experience in London helped me to realize that slowing down was something that was important if I wanted to be more present and therefore to be able to connect better with my kids, which is why I'm bringing it up today, because I feel it's all related. To be more connected, we need to be present. And an idea to be more present, that something that really helps, is when we slow down. And I was saying to you in the previous episode how I see it on myself, and you probably see it. If you go to those moments in the day where you are rushing, I mean, it's almost impossible to really connect with that person next to you, to really see that person, hear that person, whatever she's saying or he's saying. So I have come to realize that the first thing I want to share with you today is that going slow, since it became like my aim or one of my things that I wanted to work towards, it meant going against society, against, you know, life. I mean, not only society, against how life is these days, but it also meant going against myself, because I am not a slow person by definition. Like, I am a fast-paced person. Like, I like moving fast. I used to like a lot of plans in one day and making sure that I was going to, from one place to another, and meeting friends and doing this and that. And if there is a sunny day, I can promise you that I wake up and it's like, what are we doing? We really need to do, and I'm going to new places. And that's part of who I am. So when something that you're working on is something that is completely different to who you think you are, it's a lot that you need to work on. So it's something that I have definitely been working on. And the first message that I want to share with you today about how to work towards that is related to precisely that, is that we need to do the work. It's not going to come on its own. When you decide to have a slower pace of life, of living as a family, you need to make decisions, like conscious decisions, that is going to help you achieve that. Because it's not like you decide to go slow and it's just going to happen. And one of the most important decisions that we have made since we've been working towards going slower is, for example, making sure that we live close to our kids' school. I don't know how it's going to be the next few years. Things might change with high school and everything, but so far, my kids have been in primary. Like, Matthias is now in year 5, and we have been lucky enough to live close to the school, because it's a decision, it's something that it's important for us, and we have realized that. And in the two places where we have lived since he started school, in London and in Sydney, since we moved back to Sydney, we've been focusing on that. And we wake up earlier to be able to walk every day to school, because one of the things that I realized as well is that jumping in the car in the morning with traffic is a bit more stressful. And it's a special moment throughout the day that we can, you know, simply walk and be more relaxed while walking instead of being in the car. So those are small decisions that we need to make. So for you, it might be something different. It might be, maybe you want to decide to live closer to the to your workplace, for example, because that's more convenient, because that's going to make your life easier. But I feel we all need to work towards making our life easier and practical. Another thing that we can do is organize the number of activities that our kids want to do. And this is huge. There is a lot of pressure around this topic. There is a lot of, oh, my kids wanted to do this, but there is also what other kids are doing, what other parents are questioning. It's a lot involved, and I have realized that for a while already. And every time, like here we have four terms, and I mean, kids can decide to do different activities depending on the term, or eventually when they find something that they really like, they just carry on with that activity. And I have been there myself. Like 2 years ago, I remember they had like five activities and I was like, what is this? Like, let's backtrack. And like, okay, it's two activities per term and this is what we're doing. So we don't count swimming. Swimming is something that all kids do here, majority of kids do here since they are like babies. And I always say like swimming and two more. So one can be music or art related and the other one is sports. And of course, it is like my older one does scouts. So sometimes it's like, oh, I'm doing scouts. Can I also do jiu-jitsu and whatever? I don't know. See, he did that long time ago, but at some point he wanted to do electric guitar and jiu-jitsu and football. Like, you know, that's when it happened, like so many activities. Then you backtrack and you say, okay, let's organize this again for the following term. You are only going to pick this. So you need to make those decisions. I feel we cannot let life go by and then you're like, oh, what happened here? All of a sudden, the year went by. I don't know what happened. It was all too fast. It's like, yeah, it can be fast, but it's also in the small decisions that we make, right? And related to this and to saying no to some activities and telling our kids, well, as much as you like it, maybe let's try this one this term and then something else in the following. We also need to learn to say no ourselves to our social plans or stuff that we commit to for the weekend. This for me is a work in progress, because up until like a year ago, I remember 3 plans in one Saturday. So we had brunch with friends and we had a birthday party and then we were supposed to meet some other friends at the end of the day to do like outdoor cinema or whatever it was. And you are in one thing thinking, oh, the present for the party. And then you are in the party, it's like, oh, am I going to make it on time for the cinema? And you know, like you are not really there. What's the point in scheduling so many things in one day if you are going to be stressed around it or if you are going to be thinking about the next one and you're not being fully there? The weekend is such a precious time as a family. But the whole point of going slower is to be more present. When we have time to be present, we can really enjoy more each of the things we are doing without thinking in what's going to happen next. And this is a learning and a teaching opportunity for our kids as well. And it was really funny because I feel it's important to teach our kids to value the slow moments as well and the time that we get to be at home together as a family, like in the weekends, for example. If we have one day that we have many things because that's how it happened and, you know, it's life and it can happen, then maybe the following day or the following weekend, do something different. And it's funny because just last weekend, my husband and I decided on Saturday night that we needed to go to Newcastle, which is like a city 2 hours from Sydney. There were some stuff that we needed to do there. And it was like, yeah, we need to go tomorrow. Let's not postpone this anymore. So we didn't tell the kids, we didn't prepare them. And it's a 2-hour drive and we knew it was going to be a drama and it was. And we woke them up Sunday morning. And it's like, guys, we need to go, we need to do this, and then we're going to spend the day at the beach. And I promise it's going to be fun. But anyways, they were super upset about it. It's like, why do we need to go? We ended up going, and they had a great time in the beach after we finished what we had to do. And then we went back home. That night, Matthias comes to me. He's now 10. And he goes like, Mom, you need to sign this. And it's like, what is this? And I literally have it in front of me. It's like, this is something that you need to sign where you give me a card for a weekend at home. Because this weekend was so crazy and we had to drive 2 hours all of the sudden to this random place. And then I deserve a weekend at home. I mean, his personalities as well, but I like that he values that. And I said, oh yeah, what do you want to do on that day? I just want to be in PJs the whole day, mom, without going anywhere. I don't want to have a plan. Don't even ask me what I'm doing. But I feel the kids appreciate that. And we do as well as a family. You will realize that when you try to go slower, you can be really more in the moment, right? And going back to the beginning of this episode to finish with, I want to share with you that is all what I have been saying, no, the activities, the place where we live, the how we move, and you know, the time that we wake up, it's a small decisions that we can make throughout the day, right? To make it happen and to make it happen like a bit slower. But it is also that many times, let's say it's impossible, right? It's your routine, you have commitments, you have different things. But it's also a mindset. It's also something that we can practice throughout the day in specific moments. And you say, you know what, the next hour, I'm just going to be moving slower, moving slowly. I'm just going to go and approach my kids in a slower way and give it a try. Even if it's a few minutes where you are committed, I'm just going to take a deep breath and go slower. And I'm just telling you my personal experience, why I believe it's really important. And I can guarantee that if we are able to go slower, that's going to help us to be more present. And, you know, when you are more present, you can connect much better. You need to be present to connect with those around you. If you really want to hear and see and understand the people that are around you and your kids especially, you need to work on being present. And to be present, I highly recommend to go slower. So this is it for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As I always say, we're all doing the best we can with the information and the tools we have. And I truly hope this was useful. And if you liked it, remember to leave a little review, which is going to help for more people to find this podcast show. And also if you share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. See you next week. Thank you for being here.